9 in the morning, as a famous psychiatrist accompanies Perry Mason to the Barclay Mansion, where, in a few moments, we'll hear the doctor talk to Suzanne Barclay in an effort to learn if the terrified girl has lost her memory, or if, as Perry Mason suspects, she's only pretending. First, in a huge new office building owned by J.T. Darby, boss of the crime syndicate, J.T. finishes dictating to his secretary.
Convert all assets to cash and deposit all funds in branch bank D. Yep. Now, send a man. All right, Dorothy, send the same message to Raymond in Denver, to George and Tony in Chicago. No, hello, August.
Good morning, J.T.
Also send it to Marie in Detroit and Philippe in New Orleans. And I'll speak to the others personally. You got all that?
Yes, sir.
Shoot them out by teletype. And don't disturb me for a few minutes.
Say, J.T., I want to replace that guy in New Orleans.
Never mind it now.
Well, he's getting careless. I want to ease him out.
He's out.
Huh?
Philippe is out. So are Clayton, Tony, George, Raymond, and Marie. We're going to stop one part of the operation. We're going out of the stolen car business for the time being.
Why? It's running smooth.
Yes.
We're raking in money hand over fist.
Yeah.
Why pack it in now, J.T.?
Because the big fellow says to me. That's good enough.
Why, whatever you say is good enough for me. I take orders from you.
And I take them from the big fellow. The big fellow's a brilliant man, August. He's smart enough to recognize another smart man. I refer to Perry Mason.
Big fellow afraid of Mason?
Afraid? No. Cautious and prudent? Yes, very. Perry Mason was brought into the picture by Suzanne Barclay, his uncle. Her uncle wanted two things. First, he wanted Suzanne home safe and sound. She's home. Second, he wanted to reduce the number of cars stolen. All right. We'll stop operating.
Just give all this what he wants?
He brought Mason in to get something. We'll see he gets what he wants, and he'll take Mason out again.
Maybe.
That's worth trying.
Look, J.T., it's a long way around, but why not stop Mason cold? Just leave it to me.
No, we'd only stir up a hornet's nest. Need I remind you Suzanne Barclay is alive?
So what? She's lost her brains.
She's pretending.
Yeah, same thing.
Not quite. No, August, this way is better. We'll devote our efforts to the other irons in our fire. Now, I want a straight answer from you. What about you and Kate Beekman?
Well, I told you.
Tell me again. Tell me straight.
Well, I'm doing swell. I've taken her to dinner. I'm teaching her to drive.
Kate Beekman ready to get a driver's license?
Well, not yet, but...
Good. Have her apply for a driver's license immediately.
She can't pass the driver's test.
I want her failure on record. Have her apply for the license in a day or so. You'll frame her accident right away.
Well, wait a minute.
Now be quiet. Listen. I want Kate Beekman charged with driving without a license. Drunk driving, causing an accident, and leaving the scene of the accident. That's drunken driving, hit and run, and illegal.
Let me tell you something, will you? In the first place, Kate Beekman doesn't drink. Not a drop.
You can arrange it.
Well, I've still got trouble. Kate can't pass the driver's test, and she knows she can't. She won't even try.
I asked how you're coming with it.
Well, I'm doing great.
And I asked for a straight answer.
I gave it to you.
Then there's no problem. She'll do what you ask, if you told the truth.
I did, J.T., but the fact remains...
I will see. Ask her now. Give me an outside line. Here's the phone, August. Or do you want to plan what you're saying?
No, I'll do it cold.
I want to listen on the extension.
Hello?
Kate? Gus Jansen.
Gus, how are you?
How are you, Katie? Yeah, I hope I didn't wake you up.
Oh, no, I've been up for a long time. We're going to my father's office.
Oh?
They put his name and title on his office door. He's general manager of Nicholas Importing Company now.
Yes, I know. You told
me. Pa wants Ma and me to see his office. He's so proud of him.
I'm sure you are proud of him.
Oh, yes.
And eager to see the new office. But, look, can you talk to me a second?
Yes, of course.
How'd you like to take your driver's test tomorrow?
Tomorrow? Well, I can't pass the test.
Well, you aren't positive. Maybe you can.
But I asked you, and you said I was not ready. You said I needed more lessons and experience.
Yes, I did say that, but... Well, I've been thinking. You're the only member of your family who can drive.
I haven't learned yet.
Well, almost. And your father will want his family to have a car since he's been promoted.
Well, if you think I should...
Yes, I do. Look, I'll set a time when I can see you this evening, okay?
Okay. Bye, Gus.
I'll see you, Kate. I'm very happy about your father.
You handled it very nicely, my boy. Now, see that you make the frame so tight she can't wiggle out.
Meanwhile, inside the Barkley mansion, Della Street leaves Suzanne Barkley's room. Della?
This is all dressed, Chief. She knows Dr. Sloan's going to see her.
Now, would she talk to you?
No, she wouldn't say a word.
Doctor?
Well, I must talk to her, Mr. Mason, if I'm to diagnose her mental condition. Now, please take your gun.
Yes, of course.
There she is, Doctor, sitting by the window. She's a lovely girl.
Suzanne. Suzanne, listen to me. This is Dr. Sloan.
Hello, Suzanne.
Suzanne, Dr. Sloan would like to talk to you. Now, I want you to be absolutely certain she's not here to spy on you. She's here to help you. Well, please, Doctor. I promise you she will not repeat a thing you don't want her to. Suzanne. We'll leave you alone with her, Doctor.
Thank you. Mr. Mason's a fine man, my dear. You can trust his word. What we say here will never be repeated without your consent. And I promise you that we won't talk about unpleasant things. We won't talk about the man known as Gus. I won't ask you to tell me who he is. It's the last time I'll mention his name to you. All right? I noticed the photograph of you riding a horse. He's a handsome animal. Is he yours? I used to ride when I was a girl. We lived on a ranch in Montana. Do you mind if I take the picture off the wall? I'd like to examine it more closely. Oh, you're using an English saddle. We always use a heavy Western saddle with a saddle horn for the calf rope. And this is a hunting bridle, isn't it? Oh, my goodness. My dear, how trusted you are. Won't you talk to me? It always helps to talk. But please look at me, Suzanne. Please. All right. Please go to Elm Street.
Yes, of course.
Can you tell me, Doctor?
She won't speak to me.
Spread that.
Mr. Mason, you understand I cannot give a considered professional opinion.
Oh.
As of now, I agree with your opinion. I think she's only pretending the loss of memory. I'll make it stronger than that. I believe she remembers only too well. What did that man do to her? Of course you don't know. But she remembers. She's terrified. I can tell you this, Mr. Mason. I think she's sane now. But
her mind could snap.
The human mind can reach a breaking point. I believe she's close to hers.
Yeah. And?
She'll have to have treatment. Rest, reassurance. Above all, reassurance.
But do you think that eventually...
Oh, by all means. Time. Time is still the greatest healer. Is there time?
I hope so. Oh, here's Suzanne's mother. Take a moment to explain what you suspect, Doctor.
Oh, yes, yes.
Now, Mrs. Barkley, Dr. Sloan spoke to Suzanne.
Well, there is no time. Not one extra second. Because a storm of excitement and tragedy and peril is about to burst upon the lives of innocent people. We'll hear an exciting and unexpected development tomorrow. So, by all means, join us, won't you?